Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Cat's Path. First day of work was yesterday. We'll get more into that. So I wanted to recap over the last week because a lot happened. I found out, I think it was Thursday, that one of the dogs at my dad's house, I like to call her my dog, but she's not. She just comes over all the time. She passed away Thursday, Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. And I mean, I was sad, of course. I'm still sad. I think if I was there, I'd be like, crying my eyes out and everything. But I was like, wow. But we knew it was coming. But it still sucks. Her name is Lucy, and her best friend is Bear, which is a really like big white fluffy dog. He and her would go literally everywhere together. They would always come over and we'd give them treats and they'd, hang out with us all day. And they were super close. So I've never seen like a dog grieve or anything, but I went over to my dad's for just a short time and I went to hang out with Bear for a little bit because he was sad. He's always been like a quiet dog, he doesn't like bark or get super excited and all that stuff, but he was like quiet. Like you could just tell he was sad. And he laid down in the driveway, so I laid down with him. And he was like all cuddled up with me and stuff. So that happened. And of course, I'm sad. But at the end of the day, like, she wasn't my dog, but I was still very close to her. She's been around me since my dad moved to where he lived. And that's been like 5 years more, maybe. So I've known her for a long time, so it is very sad. So I was just there to help Bear and kind of, cheer him up maybe a little bit. So that happened. But yeah, I went to my dad's for a short time. It was my mom's birthday on Sunday, so I was there at my dad's only for like a night, but it was super fun. We did some yard work and checked on the chickens and all that stuff. It was a very nice time. I liked it. And with this new job, I work Saturdays too, so I know I'm not gonna be over at his house very much anymore. So I was happy to get that little time before work started and things got super crazy. And then as far as my mom's birthday, she really liked her gift, and her whole birthday weekend. The gift I got her was a little jewelry box travel case that I personalized for her, so it has her name and a pretty flower on it. And yeah, so she really liked that. We went to this place called Si Tapas, which was in Fort Worth, or it is in Fort Worth. It opens next month. So if you're in the Fort Worth area or you can get to Fort Worth, I would go. It was amazing. Amazing with a capital A. Amazing food, amazing atmosphere. Like right across the street, there was these really pretty murals that I took pictures at and stuff. It was amazing. It's kind of like, I'll kind of give you the little I'm knocking everything down. I'll kind of give you the little gist of the restaurant in case you want to go check this out. There is a Si Tapas in Dallas. So this is a new one in Fort Worth, and it's like small, I don't know how to describe it. It's like appetizer size, like small, but it's for sharing, like you share with your table and stuff. Really out there, like exquisite food and all that stuff. But it was really interesting. It was super cool to go to, and I will definitely go again. The dish that I had, which I love it so much. Was like rice and like a garlicky tomato sauce with a fried egg, and you like mix it all together, and it was just perfection. So you should go there when it opens next month. It was so good. So that's where we went for her birthday. She had a great time. She loves her gift. And yeah, so that was the dad mom birthday thing. Me and Campbell finished The Bachelor, which I'm happy for, Kelsey or whatever. But didn't go like how we wanted it to go, but it's okay. It was a really good show. And it's more of like I enjoyed the quality time that I got to spend with Campbell, 'cause like after practice we would go over to her house and watch it, and it was just I don't know. I liked having that bonding time with her. So, and then we also hung out on Friday. We went to Crumble, which I'd only had one other time on my birthday, I think like 2 years ago. Because I didn't know anything about it really. But I guess they like change the flavors and the cookies every week. So we tried the Crumble Cookies of the Week. And did a little, review. So that was super fun. And then we did, we got some milk because I know not everyone agrees with this, but I like drinking straight up milk. Okay. It's good. It's good for you. And it's yummy. Another reason why I love cows. They make milk. I love milk. I love cows. All in one. So we got some milk. And then we just hung out, and we did it's this trend on TikTok right now where like so it was me and her. I would play a song on karaoke version, so there was no singing, and she would have to guess the song and like try and sing along and do all that. So we did that for a while. Super fun, quick little hangout, but I loved it. And then my last day of work was Friday too, and as much as I hate to say it, I'm glad to be out of there. Obviously, of course, I miss the people. I miss my coworkers and the stylists that I was around and all that stuff. But as far as the business side and the company that I worked for, I'm glad to have moved on from that. So, my first day was yesterday. I think it went really well. Obviously, I can't do much right now. I'm learning and all of that stuff, but it's a beautiful place. The people seem very nice. I think I'll get along with them really well. Of course, it's always the whole like awkward introducing yourself kind of deal, but I really enjoyed it. I think it's gonna be a huge step forward for me. As far as learning new skills and interacting with new types of people, just a whole new field. Everyone was asking me, like, have you done like hospitality before? I was like, no. But I'm super excited for it. There's a lot to learn. And someone told me that it seems like I thrive in chaos, which I can tell at some points it is going to be chaos. But as long as it's not like every single day with just the most bizarre, randomest things like it was at my old job, I'm happy with a little chaos. I think she was right. I do kind of thrive in that situation. At least I don't like panic and shut down and all this stuff. Like, shoot, I just power through, get it done, I think that benefits my law enforcement career, right? Being able to handle the crazy and just get on with it and get it done, so I am very excited for this. I'm a little bit more nervous now than I was like the whole time before I actually got there. But getting there, I'm like, oh shoot, there's a lot of stuff I gotta learn how to do, which I know I will. And I know I probably felt the same at my last job, so I shouldn't be like too hard on myself because I'll get it. And these people are very nice. The whole thing with this company is just that they want you to succeed. There's so many resources and people that they'll help you out, you know, and I'm very excited for that because while I do learn pretty quickly, I can catch on and I mean, learn pretty quickly. I still do make mistakes. I still am scared to make mistakes. I'd like to say I'm very vigilant about learning and really like getting myself in there, but that doesn't mean I'm not afraid of the challenge too. Just because, of course, you know, you see these people and they're so good at what they do already, and then they'll be like, "Oh, but you got it, you got it." And I'm like, yeah, I totally got it. But super amazing place. I'm really excited to really dive into this job, temporary career maybe. And I see a lot of benefit in this for my sake. I think I don't know if I told you the job. It is a leasing consultant at an apartment complex. So I'm very excited for this, and I think that it will potentially bring benefits, as in a place to live, apartment. Because I'm feeling like if I work there, I probably get a pretty good discount or something. Not that I'm expecting that or whatever. But even just knowing how to do this job and what it's supposed to be like, that will help me on my own journey of trying to find a place. So I am just super excited for this. They seem excited to have me and excited to teach me. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna try and get in there for these next couple weeks as much as I can to train, get hours, all of that stuff, 'cause we're sticking, and I love like what I could tell before I actually got there and what was just confirmed of me getting there was that these people have structure. They have management and structure and goals, excuse me. And I need that and I want that so bad, and I wasn't getting that at the last place. So I'm excited to actually have it. And, you know, stick to a schedule, have things laid out. I like that organization. And seeing as soon as I walk in there that they have that already, like 10 out of 10 in my book. I'm just very, very excited for this. They, of course, you know, they talk to me like, "Oh, what do you know? What are you going to school for? Criminal justice. Oh, what do you want to do? I want to be a game warden." So supportive of that. These people are like, "That is so cool. Oh my gosh." And they're like, I guess she's my manager. She was like, "That just gave me chills. That is amazing. A girl in this career or in that career, whatever. Amazing." So they approve of, you know, and not that I need other people's approval or anything, but it's nice when you have a boss that sees your dream and appreciates it and is not like, "Oh, okay." You know, they're like, "That is amazing." Just like plain and simple. There's no like hidden message behind it, or they're just being nice to my face about it. Like they're genuinely happy. I mean, that's what it seems like. Of course, these are first impressions. I was only there for a couple hours, so it's not super telling of how they'll be forever, but first impressions of people, and I hope first impression that they had of me was really good. Because I'm happy to get started, nervous, but very much excited to be, I think, in a much, much better environment. And I know, of course, there's gonna be bad days and not everything's gonna go smooth. I get that. But compared, if I ever work up the courage to actually talk about my old job, not the courage, necessarily, but I just don't want people who work there to hear about it. But so compared that job to this, it already seems so much better. I know not every day is going to be a good day, but comparatively, the management that we have and the people that are on this team, I think is going to be incredible. And I am just so excited. Really. That's it. That's it, pretty much. I'm so excited. And not much has happened besides the recap and this. Competition is in six more practices, which also means banquet is in like six more practices, which I am doing by myself. Seating charts, programs, invitations, schedule, timeline, speeches, everything. I am doing everything. The slideshow itself that we show, I'm doing all of it. So my plate is definitely very full right now. I'm excited for competition still, definitely still very nervous. I'm actually more nervous for banquet than I am competition, just because I've never had to plan out all of it, like every single thing. Because for years up until this point, we had two teachers, and this year we only have one, and it makes a difference, let me tell you. So it's just me and my teacher trying to do all of this. So I do take a lot of it because she is a teacher. She's got her own job, her own, whatever she has to do. So a lot of it falls on me. And I think I could ask my other officers, my lieutenant and my sergeant for help. But I don't want to do that. And it's not that I can't ask for help because I can. But it's like, I don't want to. Like, I think banquet is such a special thing, even if you've like already had one, because once you have the first one, very special, I think, seeing everything put together. So I would never ask like a new kid to help me because I don't want to ruin that experience for them. But these kids are returning members, but also at the same time, this will be their last. So I'm kind of like, let me handle this for you, right? Like, I got you. You just relax. But I would like to be able to relax too. Only for the sake of like, I would like their help, and I don't have that much time to get all of this done, so I may just need the help from them too. So yeah, full plate pretty much. The new job with a new schedule. I hear the garage opening right now. So, I'm excited for it all. I'm very happy with the direction that things are going. I am making moves. So, I'm proud of myself, and I think I'm in an environment and finally surrounded by people who are proud of me too, which, I like. So that's kind of all I have. This is a shorter episode, but some pretty interesting stuff, I think. So I'll go ahead and end it here, I guess. Easter, let me check my calendar. Isn't it this weekend? I can hear the door, like when our door opens. I don't know if y'all can hear that. I don't think so, but I can. Okay. I'm pretty sure Easter is this weekend. Yeah, it is this weekend. It's Sunday. So happy Easter. I will see you in April. Literally 4 months in already. Is that not absolutely insane? Is that not crazy? It's crazy to me. I don't know. So I will see y'all after Easter in April. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening as always, and I will see y'all next week. Bye!